Not taking the evening off, or any evening for that matter, is the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens, and he joins us now on the air looking back at the year that was in 2016 in Hillsborough. Mayor, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be on the air with you, Aaron, and happy day after Christmas and upcoming new year.
Happy day after Christmas. So what did you do over Christmas? What was your weekend like?
I had a very quiet time in Hillsborough, I'm happy to say. So just a little time to spend with my little town and my little family. So
sounds good.
It was about as nice as it could be.
Sounds good. So let's take a look back at 2016. We're in the final week of the year. We've got 2017 coming up. I know we're all looking forward to putting this year behind us and moving ahead to bigger and better things in the year to come. But let's take a look back before we do at the year that was in Hillsborough, because there was a lot there. I mean, as we say every single week, there's always something happening in Hillsborough. And there's usually many, many things happening in Hillsborough all at once. In this particular year, there was quite a bit. So let me just throw it open to you. What were the big things that happened in Hillsborough?
Well, you know, a couple of the big things were big things that happening and are still happening. For example, the Collins Ridge development there behind the Daniel Boone Village was approved in March. And of course, we knew that was on its way before 2016, but it did get approval of the master plan. And that's a very big step forward. Of course, we have a 10-year plan about, you know, how we wanted to see Hillsborough developed, and said that we wanted major in-town developments rather than kind of cul-de-sac neighborhoods kind of out in the countryside. And, well, here we are with this approval for Collins Ridge. And, of course, that's going to come up in January again with some modifications to that plan. So that's one of those ongoing big events that happened. The other one, of course, is this downtown landmark, the Colonial Inn. We are right now literally in the court process of eminent domain. But, of course, that was the big, I guess, news for 2016 when the town decided to file for eminent domain, which we did over the summer. And, of course, the due process takes a while, and we're just right now, you know, taking the next steps into that. Colonial Inn, Collins Ridge, those were kind of big ongoing events. You know, some unhappy things related to fire. Mm-hmm. You know, there was the firebombing during the election at the county GOP headquarters, and we just think that that's just a terrible event. We also had the Bellevue Mill fire earlier, which was you know, quite significant, and we were really concerned about losing that historic structure. I'm happy to say where we are on that now is the property did close. The developers are working on it. It has been approved, as it was for many years, for residences, and those will they're starting the demolition and the construction work on that. And, you know, it's still a little ways ahead before we'll start seeing that actually happen. But the work is progressing on that. So those were a couple of the big kind of news events. And I'm not sure which you remember, Aaron.
That sounds about right. We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, you had those couple of ongoing developments, as you always do. You had a couple of sort of significant events over the course of the year. Talk about events in general, because I know Hillsborough just had the Berlin Brothers Christmas concert. I know you were at that and participated in that, if I recall.
I did.
Yeah.
I have no musical talent. Let me tell you, the what a wonderful show, world class talent, this was pretty much an unprecedented event. But of course, the Berlin Brothers have had this concert each year. It's the third year they've done that, but it's been at the Mystery Brew Pub in a small venue. Maybe 50 people can be in there at a time, but it's such a nice concert. Wanted to open it up. Went to the Kaufmill last Friday, and I'm not sure it was 20% of the town or not, but it felt like it was remarkable. In fact, we were seriously had concerns that of overcrowding. The fire marshal was there.
Wow.
And we had to take some on-site safety measures just to make sure that we could continue on with the concert. I think there were several hundred people who were turned away just because we ran out of space. but it was one of the most marvelous Christmas concerts that I have seen, and just a real sense of community. And we all pulled together to try to work out the last minute kinks of that many people showing up. And that is kind of what we have seen in Hillsborough. If we look at the events that happened through the calendar year, we had Hog Day come back.
Yes.
That was a big deal for us, and we're very, very happy about that. Very much a community group of folks who were making that happen and shaping it to be a community celebration. Every other year we have the Handmaid Parade, and so that went off and it was just as wonderful as it could possibly be. I know you were in that, and
yes,
having been a part of it. And of course it was the second annual Solstice Lantern Walk, and again, I think I just talked to the organizers of that, and they had something like 1,700 people register for that. And so, when you get 1,000 people or 1,500 people or 2,000 people, all carrying lanterns, it is a sight to behold.
And I remember last year you started doing this, and you were like, maybe we'll get 100 or two, and then 2,000 people showed up, and staying power this year too, which is awesome.
Yeah. So similar, we had the River Park concert, and so we're seeing, River Park get the attention. We've just got notice that the Arts Council is going to really take that. There's a group of volunteers working on that. It's going to work with the Arts Council so that can become an annual event. Big news just the other week when the Okinichi Band of Siponi Nation did the groundbreaking dedication ceremony for the new replica village. It's going to be in River Park, and people miss the old replica village. This new replica that is going to be under construction in 2017 is actually going to be a very authentic recreation based on the archaeology that we have of the area of the village that existed, which was pretty small back in 1700s when Larson came through. The first Europeans to look and map and document this particular area. So big year for events in Hillsborough, and that's kind of how we roll. There's always it's kind of like every day, every weekend. It's just always seem to be things that are happening. Just in general, if you come to the shops and to the restaurants or walk on Riverwalk, but there are these events that happened through the year, and 2016 was very good for that, and setting the groundwork for what we would expect in 2017 and the years ahead.
Always a lot of fun in Hillsborough. Speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens, and you mentioned all of those really cool events. You had a couple of really exciting developments ongoing and a couple of challenging events as well, and certainly this was a challenging year for everyone, and Hillsborough not immune from that. So we'll talk about 2017 next week, but before we wrap up 2016 entirely, just first of all, in a couple of words for you, what does 2016 sort of call up in terms of a couple of descriptive words, either for you, for Hillsborough, for the community at large, for the country at large? What are you going to think of when you think of 2016?
Well, I think we all see this as 2016 as a year that as America, as North Carolina, we really hold a mirror up to ourselves, and I'm not thinking we like what we're looking at. It's pretty divisive. I think there's a lot of mourning about feeling that we should be more on the same page. 2016 has felt disastrous in many ways, not just fires, and but it just feels like so many of the celebrities have passed away this year, and so it felt like a hard year for many folks. I think if we have this mirror to ourselves where we're looking at people who have a different political viewpoint than what we do as not being legitimate, that's what concerns me. And that really became unleashed in the election this year. So I think that's going to be hard not to look at this year and say there's something really profound happened in America, and we need to look at ourselves, and this is part of the struggle that we're seeing. What happened, of course, HB2, with what's been happening at the state legislature in North Carolina, what's been happening nationally. I wonder how that's going to impact our small town. I certainly feel dedicated for Hillsborough that we maintain a sense of inclusion and people are welcome, that we have different people from different viewpoints, put our heads together, and we make decisions based on information from lots of different viewpoints, and we, you know, carry on what we aspire to be. It's not a one group wins or the other one loses, but we really work together as a community. And if there's anything that I like to see about our little town, we become a beacon of this is how government can work, this is how communities can work. And certainly not everyone here agrees with one another, but it is a place where people can feel like they can belong and participate. And that's what I would aspire to for our community.
All right, if you're listening out there, check out hillsboroughnc.gov for more info about the town. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for information about events and happenings upcoming. Mayor Stevens, we'll talk to you again next week about 2017, but have a happy rest of 2016, and we'll talk to you next year, I guess.
Indeed. You as well, Aaron.